Message number 1013. When my followers who fall for the deceit to come deny me, this does not mean they will say, I do not believe in Jesus. No, it will mean this. Tuesday, January 7, 2014 at 23:15. My dearly beloved daughter, just as the faithful cry out, no more, we can't bear to watch evil triumph over good. All pain will come to an abrupt end. The purging of evil requires that it be allowed to spread first. This is a test for those men with wicked hearts who will be the first to be drawn. As they plunge into a vacuum of evil, they will either resist the pain it will create in their souls, or they will allow themselves to be taken to new depths further and further away from the realm of God. The souls of the faithful will be tested to the brink, and they will be tormented by the confusion which lies ahead of them. Many will know in their hearts that what they believed to be true and which they have held close to their hearts is no longer deemed to be the truth. And so they will not be able to decide what is from me and what is not. Their faith will be torn asunder, and many will find themselves embroiled in a new man-made doctrine which will never feel right. They will feel a sense of unease, and many will not be able to confide their fears to those appointed as my sacred servants. They will not know who to turn to for the truth. They will have to witness the public proclamation which will glorify sin when it is declared that humanity is weak. God knows that man weakened by sin is but just a victim. Instead of having to witness sin in all its ugliness, they will be forced to nod their agreement and accept the new laws which will be introduced into the church. They will be expected to pay homage to and respect the new laws which will call all of you to respect man's individuality and your right to be what you desire and do what you choose. When my followers who fall for the deceit to come deny me, this does not mean they will say, I do not believe in Jesus. No, it will mean this. They will choose what part of my teachings they want to believe in. Then they will decide what parts they do not agree with. Then they will say that Jesus would agree with this new interpretation were he to walk the earth today. Oh, how little they have learned, and how pride will pull them asunder. When the chastisement falls around them, and when they realize how they have offended me, they will scream in horror when they come face to face with the justice which will be meted out to them. On that day when the truth is revealed, it will only be because of the prayers of my remnant army that those who brought disgrace upon themselves and who fought me, their beloved Jesus who only wanted to bring them mercy, that they will be saved. Your Jesus.